everyone. Welcome to Poppin' In with Alexa and Molly. I'm Molly.
And I'm Alexa.
And we're here today to talk about a lot of things, but first I think we have a little correction to make after last week.
Okay, so first of all, if you've been listening this far, bravo and congratulations, but you should know by now that I am an idiot and I don't know how to read, and we did a whole thing on Megan Fox's poetry collection last episode, really solely based on the fact that an article popped up on my Facebook feed, and like a boomer, I just clicked on it, read it, and didn't look at any dates or anything. I did misinform you all in saying that it's coming out next November. It did come out, in fact, last November.
It's my favorite thing that I think has ever happened, because it's just, you set out, like, but I didn't, it's also my fault, like, I didn't correct you or anything, I didn't know, but we fully just, like, sat here and talked, we, like, reviewed a new piece of content that is, like, not new, like, we acted like it was about to come out, we were...
Here's my thing about this podcast, so though. Embarrassing. Granted, the information I provided was wrong, the opinions were correct, but...
Yeah.
I think even though it's pop culture, I have things I want to talk about that have happened in the past. Like, want to talk about culture.
We talked about Call Me By Your Name in the last episode.
That's true.
Literally came out like 5 years ago.
But I have a proposed deep dive topic for a future episode that I haven't told Molly yet. and it is Shrek 2.
Oh, I already knew about that.
Okay. Yay.
Because you had it written down in our show
notes. I have
notes.
So many thoughts. Like, Shrek 2 is my Roman
Empire.
Wait,
I brought it up today. I literally brought it up to you today.
What did you say?
So we were looking at, somebody released, like, all the movies that are coming out in April.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Shrek 2 was on there, and you went, why is Shrek 2 on there? And I said, I think because they're re-releasing it for, which is random to do that, but yeah. I think it's for, like, the 20th anniversary or something. And I was like, that's actually perfect, because I know you want to talk about Shrek 2. Like, I kept seeing it in our show notes.
Oh, okay. I think I, like, didn't follow up to read your reply to that message, So that's on me.
So I definitely knew.
Well, I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I just want us to both rewatch it, and whether separately or together, that's fine. Oh. And
why that? Like, why specifically? Like, why Shrek 2?
Have you watched it much as an adult?
I love it. No, it's one of my favorite movies.
It is, I think, a cinematic masterpiece.
I think it's the perfect sequel, too.
Yes, and I think it's such a touchstone of, like, whatever year it came out, like, mid-2000s culture and society, of just the commentary, yeah. But, like, shielded as a children's movie.
Mm-hmm. It's so creative the way that they go, like, the way that they, I don't know, the way they go to Far, Far Away and they make it, like, about the in-laws. Like, it's so funny. When I really think about it, it's actually so funny.
It is so funny.
And then the DVD
so
menu.
Yes,
you wake
menu.
Up to that at sleepovers, and it's, like, the, because they did, like, Far, Far Away Idol.
Yes.
And that was my favorite.
And the fairy godmother's, like, spinning around and whatever. Mm. So anyways, look forward to that in the future, you guys, because...
I'm very excited about that.
We're going to have some thoughts.
That can go in, That can be timely, because it's re-releasing, so technically it's not,
yeah.
Technically it's pop cult, like, it's news.
And once again, I'm here to say, not everything has to be timely. Sorry if you can hear my cat in the litter box, she also lives in this room with me. Anyways, not everything has to be timely, because as I've mentioned every episode, I'm sitting here rewatching Lost. I, like, rewatched a bunch of ABC shows earlier this year as comfort shows. Which is a topic I want to discuss at one point as well, like comfort shows versus quality shows, because I also have some thoughts there.
Yeah.
But anyways, to our actual topics today, first of all, I'm sorry to Megan Fox,
yeah.
And most importantly to you all, for not knowing how to read.
And to me for putting me in that position.
True.
I was trusting. I didn't know.
I actually was devastated when I got the text from Molly, like, my phone buzzed. And I read it, and I was just like... Oh, man, I really need to look at years. The thing is, I can't process numbers.
Okay, I will say, even, like, at my job, like, I get 2023 and 2024 confused. Like, if I see something from 2023, I'm like, oh, okay, so that's now or whatever.
And all the articles were, like, future. It was like, it will come out. I just didn't happen to look that it said it was published in 2023. So that's on me, dear listeners. What?
I thought of another topic, speaking of that.
What?
The new season of Bridgerton.
Oh, yeah. That comes out, what, next month?
I don't know.
When it comes out, I have a lot of thoughts on Bridgerton. As someone who, we don't talk about it a lot because Molly doesn't watch a lot of, like, period piece
Yes,
shows.
I do.
Like, what?
Well, now I'm nervous. I can't think of any. Well, I watch Downton Abbey. It's one of my favorite shows.
Okay, we'll come back to that because I have another show that I think you would like by the creator of Downton Abbey. But I literally...
And I watched the first season of Bridgerton.
The first season was not good.
I didn't really love it.
I was not a huge fan of the first season. And again, there was just like a lot of historical inaccuracies, which I know that's not what people are there for. But also the plot didn't make sense to me in that in the first season, it was supposed to be like this whole thing where Daphne and Simon get together and he has this huge secret where he's like, I can't have children is what he tells her.
Okay, yeah.
And it's so stupid because it's not that he can't have children. He just doesn't want to have children to be vindictive towards his evil father by killing out his line.
Okay, that, but then also what she does. Like, it's just all, like, ugh.
It's so weird. Yeah. And we can get into that.
I just didn't find it as, like, steamy as everyone else did. I don't know. No.
I loved the second season. It has...
And I love that actor, don't get me wrong. I thought he was, like... The thing about... It's Shonda Rhimes who did that show, right?
Yeah.
So the thing about her shows is I feel like there's always... I'm never really a fan of her shows, but I will say, like, I feel like with her shows, there's always, like, one person that makes the show.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So, like, I imagine... I feel like I'm talking out of, like... I can't really speak on this because I haven't really watched her shows. But I will say, like, Scandal, like, probably Kerry Washington is, like, the, you know... the main draw of the show. And I feel like that's, with that, it was him.
Yeah, and...
Is that wrong? I may have just, like...
I think the girl who played Daphne is...
Yeah, she was good, too, yeah.
And I'm surprised. She was actually in another show recently, I forget what it was called, but it was, like, supposed to be very steamy, like, co-worker, modern-day drama, but I didn't watch it. Because the thing is, it's also, like, I don't know, I'm not really coming there for, like, the hot, steamy scenes. Like, I want the romance, but I want the romance of, like, Pride and Prejudice.
Period pieces,
2005, where all they do is they touch hands, and then Matthew McFadden's hand clenches from, like, just...
Don't even talk about
loves
Matthew McFadden.
Right? Her so much. Which also, Pride and Prejudice is one of my most beloved films, and Molly said to me recently that she was saying we should have a movie day and watch it. I really will hold you to that.
I just... love Matthew McFadden, so I will
watch. You will love him in that role. Like, he does a phenomenal job. But season two of Bridgerton is kind of like Pride and Prejudice, where it's enemies to lovers trope, and I think it's a lot better. It's not just purely like this is, I don't know, period piece
and that's
porn.
The one where it focuses more on Jonathan Bailey, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I forgot that he's in it, and he's also probably a big draw of that show too, because he's amazing.
Oh, he's phenomenal. I actually kind of liked him better than, I don't remember the actor's name from the first season, but he plays Simon, the main guy.
Yeah.
I kind of liked him as a lead better, but I think it's because I just liked that plot a lot better. And the woman who plays the main character, I promised myself I would get better about looking up names, but I don't remember her name, but she was also in Sex Education.
Mm-hmm.
She
yeah.
is, first of all, so stunning. Yeah. Just watching her on the screen is insane, but they just do such a good job.
So the third season then is, what was her character's name?
Penelope.
Penelope. Isn't it Penelope?
Who?
Isn't she in the third season?
She is Bridgerton.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I think that's her name. Yes.
Yeah. She's like the main character. Because the next one is focusing on her.
Yeah.
And whichever the guy. I don't remember all the characters' names because I only watched the first season.
It's just one of the Bridgertons. I don't know.
Apparently the book is like real, like they're kind of freaky.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see that. But the thing is also, like, in the first season, well, first of all, they revealed who was Bridgerton, which, spoiler alert, it's her, which I've already said. But I, like, kind of, not to toot my own horn, but I kind of pegged that on the second episode because it was like, okay, she's only writing at the events or about the events that she's at.
See, I'm so oblivious to things I didn't even realize.
She's never writing about her family, you know? Like, there's never anything bad that comes out about them. So it's just like...
I see you stabbing yourself with that on accident.
Oh, sorry. She just had to move some scissors away from me. Just, you know.
Just trying to look out for my friend.
So anyways, when that comes out, we'll do a bigger, like, discussion. I have a lot of thoughts about period piece.
Like, okay. So. I have always wanted to go, like, I know in D.C. at least, I don't know if they do it everywhere, but in D.C. there was, like, a Bridgerton ball type thing where you can go and, like, dress up. And I've seen people do that, and it looks so cool.
It does.
Even though I'm, like, I'm saying that, but I'm not, like, a huge Bridgerton fan, so
But also at the same time, it kind of reminds me, when we were at the winery Saturday, was it you that was talking about, like, the Jane Austen thing that they do? So we both live in Williamsburg. I don't know. Don't stalk us. Anyways, where it's just kind of, like, old men kind of being, like, would you like to dance?
And yeah, they had some, apparently they had some big, like, Jane Austen event at, like, I don't remember. I don't remember the details, but my friend said she was, like, she was working at the place where they held it, and it was just super creepy because they were like, like they, I don't know, just like the men, like they were, the men were like asking the moms if they could dance with their daughter, and it was like so creepy.
Ugh. And see, that's like where, as a member of the Jane Austen Society of North America, that's where I draw the line. Like, I'm not really into like getting dressed up and going to the ball because I do recognize that that time period, problematic. A lot of problematic things.
Yeah.
And not that this one isn't, but, you know.
I just remember, it was my friend Haley. Shout out, Haley. But she was telling me that it was, like, yeah, it was just, like, a bunch of just, like, old men, which I don't understand, like, why that would even, I don't know. It's just creepy. And it was, like, but it was, like, teenage girls. Like, it was, like,
and some people get weird. Really into it and, like, sew the dresses and stuff. And I'm here to tell you I can't even sew a hole in my jeans, so.
I think it's really cool when people can do that.
I do, too.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Anyways, so that wasn't even on our list of things to talk about today, but you said, so you came in, said you were thinking about Nepo babies.
Yes, I was. Because, okay, so, and we've kind of, I think we've touched on this before when you talk about, like, I feel like when you think of Nepo babies, I feel like the first one that comes to mind is, like, Dakota Johnson.
Yes, that was exactly what I was just thinking about.
Or, like, Maya Hawke or somebody, but, the thing with, so I saw, okay, Sofia Coppola's daughter. Have you seen, I don't know her name, but she's like, she posted a video on TikTok. This was like, I don't know how old this video is. It was maybe months ago, maybe even a year ago. I don't know. But she was like, make like a pasta with me while I talk about a time that, or she was like, make pasta with me while I talk about why I'm grounded for trying to charter a private plane from New York to Maryland to visit my camp friend. And like, it was just so funny because everyone was like, but I saw that the video came up again the other day and people in the comments were like, that's like Nepo baby, like that's like the right way to do nepotism because she's not like she's like, no, I try to charter a plane to visit my camp friend.
She's like, I see what I'm
it's
doing.
It's so funny. I just love the idea. And then I saw another video pop up of her, and again, she's doing the Nepo baby thing right, because this is how I would be as a Nepo baby. I wouldn't try to be in the same career as my parents, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think I would be visiting the set they work on constantly so I could meet Jacob Elordi. Because Sofia Coppola was being interviewed for, like, it was, like, behind the scenes of Priscilla, and she was like, yeah, having a 16-year-old daughter on set was interesting, like, you know, basically, like, having a 16-year-old daughter visit a set with, like, Jacob Elordi was very interesting. And I've seen, like, behind-the-scenes videos where she's asking her mom, she's like, can you take a picture of me and Jacob on my phone? And she's like, no, or whatever. Like, I don't know. She's like, I'll take it on, like, I don't know, some camera. But
the thing is, like, okay. So it's interesting that so many Nepo babies go into the same industry. And I'm sure there's, like, for every Nepo baby that doesn't, I'm sure there's, like, five that do. Reverse that. For every Nepo baby that does, I'm sure there's five that don't. But it's just interesting because I guess it's just, like, what else are you really going to do?
Well, then they're not a Nepo baby, really. What do you think about it? Well, if they don't go into, like, I'm calling her a Nepo baby, like, but I don't really, she's obviously not a Nepo baby because she didn't, there's no nepotism involved.
But like, I just think of, like Gwyneth Paltrow is, like, the ultimate, like, Nepo baby.
Or and, Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
But I don't think of them as Nepo babies. Like, I forget because I'm used to them being famous for their work, so.
Yeah, and it's, like, I think you have to, or even, like, Maya Hawke, like, I remember when I first found out that she was Ethan Hawke and,
Uma Thurman.
Uma Thurman's daughter. I was like, wait, that's weird. And it's just, it's like, what else are you gonna really do? But it also, like, so I get it because it's just like, okay. But I'm also just kind of frustrated because I think of every time I see, like, new fresh talent come into, like, Hollywood or on a movie or something, mm-hmm. I'm just like, yes, like, I think it was one of the writers of Beef, I forget, but when he accepted his Emmy and he was just talking about, he was like, I moved to LA.
Yeah, I remember
that. I had no money. Like, I took a huge risk to pursue a dream. I love that kind of crap. I'm going to be honest.
Yes, and I think,
I'm like, yes, I could do that. I want to pursue a dream.
Yeah, and I think I get really annoyed when, like, actors will say, like, I had to audition, like, when Nepo babies or their parents say, like, they had to audition just like everyone else. Like, I'm like, no, they didn't.
No.
They did. I mean, they probably did. I believe that. But I think that, like, I saw, so apparently Cillian Murphy's son is about to be in some movie. I guess he's an actor now.
Yeah.
And Cillian Murphy was being interviewed about it, and he was like, yeah, I had no part in it. He auditioned all on his own. I'm like, no.
It's just the name. No. It's like, what, Cillian Murphy's...
He's your son. That's it.
Gonna say he's in...
I'm sure son. He's talented. He probably has some of his, like, creative genes. Like,
the thing is, a lot of these children are talented, but it's also, like...
Would other people probably get it over them if they weren't famous? Like, yeah, maybe.
And also... Is it talent versus resources, you know? Like, you probably had acting coaches. You had access to these things. Like, would if you just were born in the middle of Minnesota on a cold winter's night, would you be at the Oscars right now? Who knows? Minnesota. I don't know. You know, like, I'm just thinking of, like, the most middle America. Like, you know what I mean? Like, who knows?
Or even, I mean, people come from, like, poverty-stricken households or whatever, and it's like they work their way... work their way up. And I think, And I mean, again, there's nothing wrong with if your parent is an actor and you decide you also want to become an actor.
Lovely.
Fine. But just acknowledge it. Don't sit there and lie and say they auditioned. No, be like, my dad's Denzel Washington, and that's why I am where I am. Like, or just that's like, fine.
It's insulting, I think, to other people in the trade to just be like, I've worked just as hard as you to get to where I am. It's like, well, you really did have an in. And it just makes me realize every time I hear about another Nepo baby, or just like, even not even with the actors, but like the directors, the writers, it's just like, oh, okay, this is very much an industry of you have to know someone to get in, or you have to be like a very special case.
Well, apparently Sam, is it Sam Levinson, the one who did Euphoria? He's apparently a Nepo baby, so now everyone always kind of, he's the son of, he's the son of Barry Levinson.
Yeah.
So well, it's like, this stuff with that is kind of like.
Well, even Sofia Coppola.
Nope, ignore me. That was Sam Levinson.
I think she's a fantastic director. I think she does a great job, but she's a Nepo baby.
She is, and she's also she's like notoriously, she was in Godfather 3, and her acting is so bad. Like, everybody always like,
I haven't just seen like clowns
on her for that. I've been forced to watch them.
So my boyfriend Chris and I were starting to do this thing called Classic Movie Mondays, but then we started recording a podcast on Mondays. But
oh, I feel bad. I forgot about Classic Movie Mondays.
That's fine, because it really just ended up being like war movies that Chris wanted to watch.
Whatever.
But that was one of the ones I was going to put on there. But the thing is, it's so long. I'm like, oh, it's a Monday. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you, I feel like you'll watch The Godfather and you'll be like me where you're like, it's fine. Like, and okay, that's, I know people are going to get mad if they hear that and they love The Godfather, but I hate when people force me to watch something.
Yeah. But there are some classic movies where I'm like, I love this.
I know.
Like, what's the one where he's like, say hello to my little friend?
Yeah. Is that Scarface?
Scarface, yes. Yeah. I loved the original, actually.
Is there not an, is there a remake?
Yeah. So the original, I think, came out in like, I want to say the 30s or 40s. It was black and white. Anyways.
Oh.
I should know this. I had like a film concentration in college by accident, so I should know these things, but I don't. I don't know anything. But then the remake is the one with, is it Al Pacino? Yeah, and that was like the 80s.
Am I dumb? I had no idea there was a 1932 movie.
Yeah, so that's the original, which is another thing like I wanted to talk about today. Was I was just thinking about like all the remakes recently, and it's crazy. And I think it's like, I was reading articles, it's been going on for a while, like, because I was reading an article from, I think it was Vanity Fair, Variety, I always get them confused, and it was from 2021, so I was like, okay. But because I saw the like Freaky Friday, they're doing the remake with Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lynn Curtis, and I'm here to say, like, Jamie Lee Curtis,
another Nepo baby.
Yes. But I'm here to say, like, I was a Freaky Friday fan. Freaky Friday
Okay, that's also a remake, though.
Yes, that's what it was already a remake. And now they're making a sequel. I'm like, okay, why are we doing
this? Because everybody's doing, like, nostalgia sequels, which I don't love. Like, Beetlejuice 2, they just announced, like, Beetlejuice 2. And I'm like, I don't want that. Beetlejuice is one of my favorite movies. I don't want a sequel. Like, I don't want it.
Yeah, like, we just don't need to touch it. And unless it's, like, a Shrek 2 situation. Unless you can guarantee it's gonna be phenomenal.
But you know, you know what I'm really saying? All these Ghostbusters movies. There's, like, a new one out now. And I'm just like, I don't care. Why are they doing this? I didn't even like the original.
But, yeah, like, but Freaky Friday, okay. I thought it was a good movie, you know? I was really into Lindsay Lohan and stuff when it first came out, and, like...
A great movie.
Yeah, I had it on DVD. I watched it, like, once a week or whatever. And even then, I'm like, we don't need a second one. What?
This is very random, but you know what just occurred to me? Hmm? Do you remember the movie How to Eat Fried Worms?
No.
Oh, my gosh. That movie just popped into my head.
Let me look it up. Hang on.
Oh, my gosh. Why am I thinking of that?
I'm surprised you would even say those words.
No, I loved that movie. Just the dead silence. I'll be like, okay, I'll... Anyway.
No, this movie is not... It's not on my radar.
No, I used to love that movie.
When did it come out? Oh, it came out in 2006.
Why did I love it? Why did I think about it?
What made you think
I don't know. It just popped into my head. If anyone out there has watched that movie, please let me know. Anyway,
How to Eat Fried Dune Worms. Aw. But, like, I just... And I feel very much like a Reddit person being like, do we not have any original ideas?
No, it's true, though.
Why are they remaking Harry Potter? Why did they do... Okay, I'm a huge Lord of the Rings person. The Rings of Power was boring. It was not, like, it wasn't good. I didn't like it, you know? I'm just like, we don't need the sequels. We don't need a new Gossip Girl. We don't need a new... Like, just come up with new ideas.
Yeah, no more reboot. I think reboots or... Yeah, reboots are sad. We don't need it.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, they'll be like, oh, like, this is a reboot where it's, like, more diverse or whatever. And it's like, let's just come up with, like, more diverse stories, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's just...
It's how I feel about Broadway, too, because Broadway's been doing a lot of, like, they do a lot of, like, musicals based on movies now. Every single Broadway musical now is based on a movie. And I'm like, just come up with an original
story. I think that's partially because they just know it's going to make money. It's just money grabs, and I'm here for the art.
But that's the same with sequels or reboots or anything like that. It's all, yeah. I'm always really impressed, even if, like, because I swear nothing, so something's either a sequel, a reboot, or based on a book.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can anything just be original? Like, what you're saying, but even, like, most things are based on a book now, and I find it really impressive when people just come up with just totally new storylines.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I think about the show Beef, and I also think of The Good Place, where those were two shows where I was like, I'm surprised, like, someone
just came up with this in their head.
Well, yes, but, like, and that it got funded and made, because it seems like those two shows were phenomenal shows, but it just isn't, like, in the, just in the, like, machine of, of show creation, you know? And they're very unique, like, weird, wacky, wild ideas. And it's like, if you take the risk, you could create something really phenomenal. And I'm here to say, like, I mean, TV shows are art.
Well, The White Lotus, it's Mike White, I think, is the creator. He pitched The White Lotus to, like, basically every, like, everybody said no to him.
Mm-hmm.
Except for HBO. So.
Well, that's actually why. So this isn't like a it is a show, but so the author of the book Lessons in Chemistry, she was talking about how, so she has a dog named 99, and it's because she sent the book out 98 times and it got rejected.
What, she goes, come here, 99.
Yeah, I don't know. But I also think, like, it's crazy when you just think of, like, how many times things get rejected and, like, it just almost didn't exist. And it's just,
shouldn't that have been rejected though?
What?
Lessons in Chemistry, wasn't it super boring?
I loved Lessons in Chemistry. I, like, loved the book. I just spit. But we talked about, I don't think you would like it because it's a little too, like, nice and neat and kosher. You know what I mean?
That's right, because then I got mad and I was like, I like nice.
I think you would find it boring, but I loved it.
It doesn't seem nice. It just more seems like it's probably kind of serious and, like, I wouldn't consider it nice. It's about, like, a chemist, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's very much like women empowerment and everything gets, like, tied
okay,
up
well,
with
the I do like women empowerment, but I see what you say.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, oh, things, like, work out and there's, like, really cute little girl and, like, whatever. But
I'm just excited to see where that's going.
Oh.
Okay, well, continue. No. Continue what you're
Molly
saying.
Molly just pointed at something that is to come. Okay. But anyways, yeah, like, I just don't think we need... The remakes.
Yeah, I'm with you because I just am have been getting so mad at every Ghostbusters, like, trailer I see. I'm just like, who needs this? I have never seen Ghostbusters, but I know that it's not necessary to be making all of these sequels.
I've seen parts of Ghostbusters, and I'm fine. I'm fine on it. I'm good on it, you know?
Yeah.
And,
like, I've never seen it, but I know it's, like, a classic movie, so yeah. I'm defending it, even though I haven't seen it.
Not that he's in Ghostbusters, but just thinking of that time period, I just saw that Steve Martin came out with a 2-part documentary, and I do want to watch that. Because I do love Steve Martin.
I do, too. I don't know if I'd watch a 2-part documentary on him, but I do love him. It's about his, like, music, because I know he does, like, music.
No, I think it's just, like, about him, his career.
I did see that.
I do think he's legitimately funny. I do.
He's so funny.
This sounds bad, but I do kind of judge, like, actors or, like, older men who I think, like, have children or get married to, like, really young women, and it's like, oh, you're 102 and now you have a 4-year-old. But that's just a me thing.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Judgy. But I like Steve Martin. I love you so much.
I like Martin Short a lot.
Oh, yes.
And I'm really, so I don't, apparently he might be dating Meryl Streep, which I'm, like, so invested in.
That is interesting.
They keep they keep saying, like, oh, they're not dating. But I'm like, no, I want them to. Because they have so much chemistry.
Full circle moment right here. Okay, so Meryl Streep's daughter, I don't know her name.
It's like Marnie something.
Marnie Streep.
I don't know. It's not. Her last name is different.
But anyways, she is the starring role in The Gilded Age.
Her name is like Mamie Gummer.
Wait, let me see if it's the right one. Do you have a picture of her? She has a few daughters.
They look exactly alike, because then there's Grace Gummer as well. And I've seen...
It's Louisa Jacobson.
Really?
Yes.
What is her last name from?
I don't know what Meryl Streep is
doing. Her dad's name is Don Gummer, too. Why is she going by Louisa Jacobson? Oh, it's her middle name.
But if you see her, because that picture you're looking at, she has brown hair. But if you see her with blonde hair, it's like, oh, yeah, she's Meryl Streep's daughter. But she's in The Gilded Age. I've watched the first two seasons of The Gilded Age.
It's her only role. Like, her only, like,
she does
TV
a
role.
Phenomenal job. And I was just looking at stuff about it. And I was just like, wait, this is Meryl Streep's daughter. But the guy who wrote The Gilded Age is Julian Fellowes from Downton Abbey. Yeah.
I didn't know
so
that.
So, really, just, I feel like I just pulled in so many threads right there.
I have heard some great things about The Gilded Age.
The Gilded Age is really good. I don't think it's as...
She's really good. Is it Mamie Gummer or Mammy? I don't know how to say her name. I'm sorry. I think it's Mamie.
Interesting.
I don't know. She's really good. I've seen her in a lot of stuff.
I think I have seen her in stuff, too. But, The Gilded Age is really good. I don't think it's, like, as... Like, the plot... Again, everyone is very nice in it.
What am I thinking? What's the one Christine Baranski that's on HBO? Is that not The Gilded Age?
I don't know who that is.
No, I have to look it up. I think it is. Don't say
it. Is she the one who was in The Grinch?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that is her. It's really good. Like,
it just took me to the actual Gilded Age
page. Oh, that's funny.
Sorry.
I really like The Gilded Age. I've watched both seasons twice, and it's phenomenal.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
I didn't know you loved them. I've never heard you talk about it. Whereas, like, I hear people talk about it so much.
I feel like it's just a different... The thing is, I think sometimes, like, the plot is really slow, but I think you have to be in it for the history and for just, like, the beauty of the time period, but... Yeah.
Well, Downton Abbey is seriously one of my favorite shows.
Okay, again, spoiler alert. When Matthew Crawley died, I remember I had to take the next day off of work. I was like...
What?
First of all...
Wait, wow.
Well,
I
watched
feel like it. I was still in high school.
No, I'm sorry. I watched it way after everyone else.
Had to take the next day off of work?
Just okay, me at like 12 years old.
Dan Stevens. I am obsessed with Dan Stevens.
Oh, yes.
Line of Love.
Wait.
It's Line of Love.
Okay.
No,
well,
I promise.
What was the movie?
I listen to that song like every day.
Mom and I watched a movie with our friend Julia. Shout out, Julia.
What is it called again? Hold on. Eurovision.
It was actually really good. The music in it was phenomenal.
I loved it. So, anyway, okay, when Matthew died, but also when, again, spoiler, sorry, but it came out in, like, 2010, when Sybil died,
oh my gosh.
Was the best episode of, not the best episode. Connor's Wedding is the best episode.
Yeah.
When Sybil died, it was so shocking. And obviously, so is Matthew, but Matthew just made me upset. Like, that one was just like, come on.
It was just like...
I was so sad.
I thought it was really shocking, and...
It was, but I was like... Like, with Sybil, when Sybil died, I was like, wow, that is some good piece of writing. Like, that, because it was so unexpected. And then it, like, she kind of got better, and so you're like, okay, she's, like, in the clear, and then she, okay. But then when Matthew died, I was just, like, I just remember being, like, so, like, oh, the show's gonna be bad now.
And then, and it, like, what's her name? What's the main,
Mary.
Mary. She starts, like, seeing this other guy, and he's fine, but he's not Matthew. And no, that is one
no
thing.
No one is Matthew.
That is one thing that really ticks me Matthew. Off about shows is, like, when they do a whole will they, won't they plot, and then they don't. And granted, they do, because they get married and they have a child, but he dies, you know what I mean? And here are some shows that have pissed me off in that regard.
But Matthew and Mary were just the best. Like, their storyline was, he made her, like, a good person. He gave her a heart.
I
loved Matthew.
Cry. But, okay, Mindy, the Mindy show, or the Mindy Project.
I didn't watch that show.
Okay, I watched most of it during the pandemic, and it's, like, this whole thing with her and her other OBGYN coworker, where it's, like, 3 or 4 seasons of the will they, won't they. They get together, again, spoiler alert, they get together, they have a baby, and then they break up for literally, it was, like, stupid reasons where he's, like, I want you to work at home, or I want you to be a stay-at-home mom, and she's, like, I don't want to, and it's basically because something, I think, with the writer's contract, allegedly, this is what I remember from when I watched it. And then, also, Greek from ABC.
Okay, I did not watch that show.
Via 2007. I was heavily invested. I rewatched almost all of it this past year, where Cappy and Casey.
Is that a comfort show?
It is. Okay. And it's good. It is. I would say it's one of the best ABC teen shows where it's like the characters aren't absolutely ridiculous. Like, it's very relatable.
I remember when it was on. I just never watched it.
I remember watching. I think it's very relatable to, like, the college experience and everything. Yeah. But anyways, spoiler alert, Cappy and Casey, like, the whole time it's like the will they, won't they. They get back. They get together. Spoiler and alert. Then at the end of season 3 or whatever, they break up. And I looked it up because I was so pissed off. They don't get back together. I'm like, why did I sit here for multiple seasons?
Oh, they don't get back together? Ew.
And I'm like, I don't even know if Mindy and whatever his name was get back together. But it just pisses me off where I'm like, why am I sitting here for multiple seasons doing these things? It just, it pisses me off. Just, I watch these shows. They're not supposed to be highbrow, like, oh, what's going to happen? Question mark.
And it is always because of the, it's like, you know when that happens, though, I really think, is when, like, the reason why you're like, what? Like, why did that happen? It's not because of, like, the writers. I think it's honestly because, like, the actor is like, never mind, I don't want to be on the show anymore, or they get mad, or whatever. Because, like, I know, like, in with Downton Abbey, I think Dan Stevens was like, I'm done with the show. Like, I want to pursue other things.
Yeah.
And that kind of did mess up the...
And didn't he pursue Beauty and the Beast?
Okay, you know what? He's in a lot of things, so I'm not gonna give him grief for that.
I'm just saying, I took off a day of work for you to do
Beauty and the Beast. He did Eurovision, so thank you for that.
Okay, would have rather you just...
He's in the new Kong movie or whatever.
But, like, King Kong? I don't want to see
whichever
that.
Monkey movie you get so mad there's about whenever we see the preview.
There's so many. Every time we go to the movies, there's so many monkey movies. I'm like, there's other animals, first of all. Second of all, like, I just don't care about Planet of the Apes.
What's your thoughts on... I was going to say, what's your thoughts on seeing the new Planet of the Apes?
I'll see it. Okay, I saw the others.
Okay.
Because I actually low-key want to see it.
Because now they're getting into the human thing, and I find that so interesting. I don't know why. Like,
what do you mean human thing? All I know is the monkeys.
They're on the horses, and the humans are, like, running from them. I find that so intriguing. Because that's what the original... Because now they're getting into, like... I guess I can't get my words out. The reboot of the Planet of the Apes movies, it was, like, an origin story.
Yeah.
They, like, went back... And then now they're, like, getting into, like, what the past movies were about.
I'm just
going to
say I do not want to see Godzilla versus Kong.
I don't want to see that, but I do want to... I'm interested in seeing the new Planet of the Apes.
Even from the trailer, the Godzilla versus Kong, I was like, there's no plot in this at all. It's just
them running.
It's just two that's, monsters fighting each
that's
other.
That's, like, my 8-year-old nephew's, like, dream. You know what I mean? Like, that's, like, for him.
If I have an 8-year-old child and they want to see that, I'd be like, okay, we're gonna watch Casablanca or something. Like, we're not gonna watch this. This is stupid.
Yeah. Oh, I was watching Succession. I was watching, like, The Birds at age 8, so.
Yeah, my parents, I always think about how my parents let me watch the original Stephen King's It when I was, like 7 or 8 years old, and it messed me up.
Same.
I, for a long time, I thought I would open a faucet, or, like, turn on a faucet and blood would come out.
Also, shout out Hannah. I know you listen to this, so definitely keep showing.
Yeah, I mean, like,
your son, Godzilla versus Kong. But
whatever your kids love, yes. And you should support that. I don't have children right now, so, like, I just have a different thought process. Mm-hmm. And I also am going to be one of those people where I'm going to literally put Kim Possible on and be like, this is a brand new show. And we're all going to enjoy it together.
Like, my dad showed me the scene from The Shining with the twins when I was literally, like, 8. Because we lived in Colorado, so we were near that hotel.
Yeah. Well, I think my parents' thing was they were kind of just like, I think, well, we want to watch these things.
Yeah. So. Like, I watched Austin Powers raised me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My parents didn't really let me watch Austin. My mom had a thing where she thought, like, James Bond was really offensive towards women. I've never seen any James Bond movies.
I mean,
it is,
but, like, I love
James Bond.
Oh! Okay, continue.
Well, as a result, Austin Powers, which is even more offensive towards women, was like, we're
yeah,
not
but it's like
it.
Spoofing it. That's more like it's like spoofing for that reason. Like, it's spoofing James Bond.
But I have seen it by accident when I wasn't supposed to, but it's fine. Aww. What were you going to say?
So I was going to say, speaking of James Bond, I don't know if you care. See, James Bond is like my family's movies. Like, we love James
I
Bond.
I think I should watch it. People say they're really good.
I mean, you should. It's hard to be like, yeah, go back and watch every single James Bond movie because there's like, 1,000, but yeah. The Daniel Craig ones are really, really good. I mean, there's obviously, like, the original, like Pierce Brosnan and Sean Connery are amazing, but, like, I think the Daniel Craig ones are, because I grew up with the Daniel Craig ones, so, like, those are to me, the good ones.
Okay, two thoughts on that. Hot take, I feel like Robert Pattinson would make a good James Bond.
So they just announced the new James Bond is what I was going to say.
Is it Robert Pattinson?
It's not.
Oh, okay. Is it Idris Elba? Because I feel like
They were saying it would be him. Like, there were, like, rumors that he was going to be the new James Bond, but, like, no. It's Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Who is that?
He...
While you think, I'm going to pour some more wine.
Okay.
Here's for the... ASMR. Hang on. Would you like some more?
Sure.
Please. This week we're drinking, it's called Ava Grace Vineyards. I just thought the bottle was pretty. It's a rosé.
It is pretty.
And it's fine.
you don't like it?
It's fine. I mean, it does the job. I think I actually am not a rosé person. I'm just a Riesling through and through kind of little gal.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways.
You guys, whatever we got. Oh, the tavern. Oh, shout out to Saudi Creek, the Tavern White.
Okay, Saudi Creek Vineyards, sponsor us. I'll literally spend so much money on your Tavern White.
Yeah. So we had it this weekend, and it is really good.
We drank it. We got sunburnt. It was good.
Mm-hmm.
Back to James Bond.
Yeah, they announced that Aaron Taylor Johnson is the new James Bond. I think he just signed.
I don't know.
Gosh, I'm getting so many texts.
I still need to watch Robert Pattinson as Batman.
Batman. Robert Pattinson. That is a great movie. I actually really do think The Batman is a great movie. And I am a Christopher Nolan Batman girly, but The Batman is very good.
So I almost texted you the other day. I feel like maybe we could put this up as like a poll on the podcast Instagram. Follow us. Should I start watching the Marvel movies? Like, I just had an itch. I started, okay.
We've had this conversation. I would say yes. Definitely go ahead and do it.
It will take me a long
time. I love
time.
Marvel. Like, yeah, I mean, I like Marvel movies, but it will take you a long time because if you go through, I don't know, it's a lot. Because there's also shows is the problem. And now, like, the newer stuff is just, like, I don't really think Marvel is, like, currently the only Marvel stuff I care about anymore is, like, Spider-Man and I'm saying, like, MCU Spider-Man, like, Tom Holland and Doctor Strange. Like, those are the only things I care about, like, because, I mean, a lot of the Avengers are gone. Like, Captain America and Iron Man are done. So it's just like. And then Black Panther as well. I like Black Panther.
Can I just say. Okay, so I watched all the Spider-Men.
Yeah.
With. What's his face?
Tobey Maguire
and.
Andrew Garfield.
Okay, yeah. So I watched that Andrew Garfield. Okay, the Tobey Maguire one gives me. Okay, it's like. Okay, here's how I would compare it. The Andrew Garfield is, like, the Disney, whereas Tobey Maguire is, like, Cartoon Network of Spider-Man.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, and that's how, so, yes, because I really didn't grow up watching the Tobey Maguire ones. Like, I just didn't. I wasn't into that when I was a kid. Whereas, like, Matthew, those are, like, his movies. Like, he loves those ones, so he hates the Andrew Garfield ones. Mm. Like, does not like those ones. Whereas I liked the Andrew Garfield ones.
Is that how Zendaya
They're not as good,
but. And Tom Holland started dating with Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen that one. There's so many Spider-Men.
And then the Tom Holland ones are really good. Like, those to me, like, I honestly would say, and people are going to get mad when they hear this because it's kind of a, like, it's controversial, but I actually do think Tom Holland Spider-Man's Spider-Man are the best ones. But let me say, okay, so what I was going to say was like...
Madame Web, the best one.
When I, okay, so I still remember seeing No Way Home in the theaters. I still remember, it was like 2 years ago. and No Way Home was the one, spoiler if you haven't seen it, whatever, is one where like, is all three...
Oh, her Apple Watch is
Siri was trying to tell me about Spider-Man. She was like, here's what I found on Spider-Man. That must be a lot.
That must be a lot.
So when No Way Home came out, it was like the whole thing was like, oh, should I spoil it for you?
It's fine.
You'll forget.
That is true.
So no, I didn't mean like that. I just, not you specifically. I just meant like anyone would forget.
No, I will. I've forgotten everything we've talked about already.
Okay. So that's like the one where all three of them are in it. Like they got like Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire back.
Oh, what? That's weird.
Okay. What? It was so good. Oh my gosh. Imagine experiencing that in the movies. Like, it was so exciting. Mm. All of them came back. Like, all the villains were in it. Like, it was so crazy.
Interesting.
It's crazy. It's like, because you have to understand. Okay, so here's the thing. If you start watching
Marvel. Was Kristen Dunst Marvel, in it?
No. She doesn't care about that. She doesn't want to do that. She's not interested. So here's the thing about, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe is, like, there's a lot of, like, going into different realms and all that. And so it's just, like, that might be kind of weird. Anyway, really quick. I remember watching the movies, and when Andrew Garfield appears, because it's, like, everyone was kind of, like, there were, like, rumors that they were going to be in it. But, like, all the actors were, like, no, like, they're, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, they're not in it. So when Andrew Garfield, like, appears, it is, like, it, like, brought, like, everyone was, like, yeah. Like, everyone was freaking out. And, like, even if you didn't love the Andrew Garfield movies, it was just so exciting to see him. And so then when Tobey Maguire showed up, obviously everybody was excited, but it was kind of like, I just remember people reacting more to Andrew Garfield than Tobey Maguire.
There is something about Andrew
Garfield. At least in my movie theater.
I'm like, I love him. I feel like he's not in enough things. I watched him in Under the Banner of Heaven, which was
great,
really good.
Great show.
Phenomenal. Yeah. I learned a lot about Mormonism.
He's one of my favorite actors, actually. I love him.
And also learned about murder. And he's phenomenal.
It's a great show.
But just, like, because I guess, like, the only other thing I've seen him in is Spider-Man. So to see him, like, go from Spider-Man to being, like...
Did you ever see Silence?
No.
The Martin Scorsese movie?
No.
It's him and Adam Driver. It is so good. I don't want to say it's one of my favorite movies, but it's really good.
And I loved him and Emma Stone in the Spider-Man movie. Yeah. I thought that was great. So I've only seen those and that one, but... Listeners, let me know. Should I start on Marvel? Should I spend my time? Also, the only real Marvel movie, like, I was invested in. So there was a time period I was really into Wolverine because someone gave it to us in, like, one of those little, like, DVD pack, like, as a birthday gift, gave it to my sister.
Yeah.
And I was like, first of all, he is hairy. Second of all, he is hot. And that's how I think of myself.
You know what? I'm really not... Are you talking about, like, the Hugh Jackman Wolverine?
Yeah.
Like, I like Hugh Jackman. I'm really not that attracted to him for some reason.
When I was, like, 11 or 12, so I watched that at the same time as, like, the Underworld series ones. Do you remember those with,
I've heard of it. I've never seen them.
I don't know. They were phenomenal, where it's, like, it's very much like vampires versus werewolves, and I was, like, I want to be a hot little vampire in the underworld fighting for my life.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
So... I've never seen any... Well, I've seen, like, X-Men, like, the new X-Men movies, but I've never seen... Like, I never saw Logan. I heard Logan was really good.
Oh, I haven't seen Logan.
Yeah. Really quick, so back to Andrew Garfield.
Oh, yes.
I'll talk about Andrew Garfield all day. He's seriously one of my favorite, like, people. I love him.
I could get this out, but I won't because I'm brave. But there was this guy that I saw in college who... and by saw, I mean, like, I don't know, we dated or whatever for, like, a hot second. And he looked very much like Andrew Garfield.
Interesting.
And people used to tell him that all the time, and he was, like, offended by it.
What?
And I was like, you should.
Like,
yeah.
It's, like, him and Robert Pattinson, like... there was a guy I worked at, when I worked at Water Country, there was a guy who... He always wore sunglasses, because we were lifeguards. When he had his sunglasses on, I always thought he looked like Eddie Redmayne. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I love Eddie Redmayne. I thought this man looked like Eddie Redmayne, and then he took his sunglasses off one day, and he looked nothing like Eddie Redmayne. I just will never forget that.
Here to tell you about my first encounter with Eddie Redmayne was the show called... was the show called Pillars of the Earth, and it's by Ken Follett. It's like, he wrote the book. He also wrote, like, a bunch of... It's like, whenever you go to the store and you see a book where it's like, I could murder someone with that book... He probably wrote it.
Oh.
And it is phenomenal.
As in, like, it's a big book or something?
Yeah, it's a thicken.
Never heard of it.
it was really phenomenal. And it basically is like goes through like, I don't know, like generations of these people trying to build this church in like 1600s or whatever. Again, I watched this like years and years ago because I can't find it streaming anywhere. And it was, it was phenomenal.
I know where you're going with that. And can I just say two more things before we go into the streaming thing?
Okay. Oh, I wasn't going to go into that this episode, okay. But we can.
Okay, never mind.
We haven't gone into anything that we have on this list.
I know, I just have two more things to say.
Okay.
Well, first of all, my first encounter with Eddie Redmayne was Les Mis, and he...
Oh, yeah.
I love him. Anyway, I think he has a voice. He kind of sounds like Kermit the Frog. Like, Matthew and I kind of always think that about him. We always kind of joke that he sounds like Kermit.
Maybe, but I am, like, super attracted to him because he played the love interest in that show, and that was the first one, and he was, like, super sweet. And
no, he's so... I love him. He's in Cabaret right now, and I want to see him in Cabaret.
What?
On Broadway.
Ooh, yeah. You should. Don't you and your mom go every spring?
Not every spring. We just went in November.
Oh.
So we did kind of talk about, like, maybe, but, like, no. we just went. So anyway, last thing about Andrew Garfield. I just got to say this. So he was supposed to be in the new Frankenstein. Okay, the thing about me is I love anything Frankenstein. I will consume anything. Frankenstein.
Not what I predicted for
I love Frankenstein. I haven't seen, like, Lisa Frankenstein, but, like, I love
What about Frankenstein draws you to? Is it the green?
No, I've just seen everything to do with Frankenstein. Everything. I love Frankenstein.
Modern day Prometheus.
I have watched every, like, so then there was, like, a, there, like, Benedict Cumberbatch was in Frankenstein on the West End.
Oh.
And, like, I have watched that. It, like, sometimes will be on YouTube. I have watched that so many times.
Just full of surprises.
I love, like, young Frankenstein. I love Victor Frankenstein with James McAvoy and Daniel Radcliffe. Okay, so anyway.
Isn't there one with Nicholas Holt coming out?
I saw young Frankenstein, like, the Broadway show. So what I was going to say is...
Alternate title.
I love Frankenstein. So what I was going to say really quick was Andrew Garfield was supposed to be in Guillermo del Toro's new Frankenstein movie, and I was so excited. It was supposed to be him and Oscar Isaac, which, like, I love Oscar Isaac. Like, I was so excited.
I love Oscar Isaac, too. I regularly think about the scene in Dune where he is just butt naked on that chair.
That might be his hottest role.
It is?
No,
like,
Star Wars.
It's just like the
No, Ex Machina. Sorry. Continue.
I think just, like, that shot of him in that room, you're just like, the way he's sitting is just like, that is, yeah. You
in the chair.
Yeah.
Isn't he, like, in the chair?
He's, like, spread out. And you, like, can't see anything besides, like, his profile, but you're just like, he should
be
sculpted.
His beard is so full in that movie.
I love it. It makes me, like, tear up whenever he says to Paul Atreides, his son, aka Timothée Chalamet, when he's just like, be whatever you want to be. The most important thing is, like,
that makes you tear up.
My son. Yeah, I have a lot of things going on in my mind.
Aw. Okay. I feel bad. Now I feel bad.
It's fine.
So anyway, really quick. Okay, I'll just finish this. So he was supposed... Anyway, Andrew Garfield was supposed to be in Frankenstein, Guillermo del Toro. And I... Okay, another thing about me is I love Guillermo del Toro movies. And he was supposed to make a new Frankenstein. Or he is. And Andrew Garfield was going to be the monster. And Oscar Isaac, I think, is playing, like, Dr. Frankenstein. Mm-hmm. And Andrew Garfield had to drop out for scheduling conflicts, and now Jacob Elordi is playing the monster, which I think is so interesting.
That is interesting, but I could see it. He has the body girth.
Is he as good? I really love Jacob Elordi, but is he as good as Andrew Garfield?
I'm trying to picture Andrew Garfield as Frankenstein's monster, and I can't really picture it because I feel like Frankenstein has to be, like, kind of a huge guy. Like, how tall is Andrew Garfield?
He is tall. I mean, he's skinny, but he's tall.
He looks like a cross-country runner.
I know exactly what you mean, yeah. I think Jacob Elordi is probably taller than him. You're right.
And, like, wider, and, like, he just has the, like...
Like,
he has, like, a thick neck, you know? You know who would do well playing Frankenstein is maybe, like, what's the guy from Guardians of the Galaxy where he plays that, like, rock thing?
Dave Bautista? Oh, no,
whatever, it doesn't matter.
I don't like him.
I don't really like him either, but, like, he just has the, like, his...
What's his name?
I feel like your neck has to be the same size as your skull to be
Frankenstein.
No, but
he's, like, he's, like, a weirdo. Hold on. Vin Diesel.
Oh, he would,
Is that who you were talking about?
No.
Did you say Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, it's the guy who plays, like...
I think you're talking about Dave Bautista.
He basically looks like a walking boulder.
You're talking about Dave Bautista.
Maybe.
He was in Dune.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, like, I don't that's
think
true.
Like, I don't think he's like a good actor, like on the same par, but just like physically, he has the look.
That's true.
I think he was also in this movie called Stuber, which was supposed to be.
I know. Yes. With wasn't it Camille?
Yeah.
Maggiani's in that. Yeah.
Which is actually a very
I've never
funny
seen it.
Movie.
I just remember it's, when
it's
that came out.
It's supposed to be like I think his name is Stu and he's an Uber and it's just like
an Uber driver.
Hijinks.
He's an
ensue.
Uber. Yeah. That's all I had to say about Andrew Garfield. Okay. I said a lot, but
yeah,
I'm still broken up about that because I was so excited, but I love Jacob Elordi, so I feel like that'll be good too.
Yeah, I think it'll be. I think it's so fascinating when you see like films that you really love, and you see like who was almost cast or who they were first considering. It is crazy.
Yes, that's true.
AKA Amy Schumer as Barbie.
Well,
different film.
That would have just been a different film, and yeah. I'm not here to say like whatever, but I think it was supposed to be, because, like, the whole thing when she turned that down, if she turned it down? She turned it down.
Yeah,
she ended up being like, never mind, I don't want to do this. It's because, like, the production company ended up sending her a pair of, like, designer heels.
Yeah.
As, like, a, you know, welcome to the movie or whatever,
yeah.
Like, excited to work with you. And she was like, oh, no, this is not my movie.
Right.
Like, this is not what I'm supposed to. And I'm like, that's the reason?
Right.
I think there was more to it, but.
Yeah.
That would have been an interesting. Think about how, and I don't mean this in, okay, I'm not going to say anything about Amy Schumer, but I will say she gets a lot of hate. Like, people hate her.
There's just certain actors that it's just like, okay, Amy Schumer, I just like, I've watched her stand up. I really liked that movie where it's like, I Feel Pretty or whatever. I thought she was
I never watched that. I watched Trainwreck. I actually like Trainwreck, but that's because Bill Hader was in it.
But everything else, like, I watched her stand up or whatever. I'm just like, I just don't think you're funny.
And apparently she steals jokes, and that's the reason. Well, I saw her in a podcast recently, and she was talking about, like, she was like, it sucks to be, like, torn up on the internet, like, when people are just, like, hate you. And somebody,
yeah.
the interviewer was asking her, like, why do you think that is? Like, what? And she was like, honestly, I think it's because I'm a woman. Like, and everybody in the comments was like, no, you're not getting it. Like, you're still not getting it. It's because you stole jokes. Like, you're not funny. Like, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. I don't know. I think sometimes she can be funny, honestly. But I also get why people don't like her. Like, I see both sides.
I think she can be funny. I just am surprised by the level of fame she rose to. And I feel like it was pretty quick, too. Like, it was like Trainwreck came out, and then it was just like she was in everything.
Yeah, she had a lot of movies. And I think, but now I think, I mean, she has a lot of haters. But what I was going to say was, I just can't imagine, because she has so many haters, no one would have seen that Barbie movie.
No.
They wouldn't have. And so,
no.
Like, it would not have been the cultural phenomenon it became.
I just don't think she's the best actress. Like, I think, I don't know.
I mean, I've just never really, like, yeah, she's been in comedy movies, so I've never really.
I think she is overtly funny. Like, she is very much like, I'm a comedian, my purpose is to be funny. Whereas I think Margot Robbie played it well, where it was like, first she's an actress, then she's funny. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, and that's why I think the movie did so well, because it had so much, like, nuance to it. It had so many, you know, layers, but, like,
yeah.
And it was funny, but it was also very, it had, you know, I just think Amy Schumer's would have just been a totally different direction. And
yeah.
That's fine, but it, whatever.
Yeah. Speaking of people getting hate on the internet, so Lizzo said she's quitting. That's, she just said.
She was like, I quit.
Yeah, she basically said, I quit.
But did you take that as, so everybody took that as, like, Lizzo's quitting. And I'm like, maybe she just means she's quitting, like.
When I first read it, so before, like.
She's like, I'm done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just done with
when
everything.
When I first, because I follow Lizzo, there's actually one of my favorite Lizzo posts on Instagram. It's like. It's like her and her friends are like twerking in like a pool or whatever, and you can see that one of the waiters is like coming to bring them like their next drink or whatever, and it's just in the video in the background just being like, oh,
I'm like waiting, yeah,
like I don't know what to do. But anyways, so I follow her on Instagram, and I saw that post before like it like when it dropped or whatever.
Interesting.
And I just figured, I was like, oh, she's taking a break from Instagram. But then like the New York Times, everyone
right.
was like, she's taking a, like she's quitting
like
music.
Selena Gomez quits Instagram every week.
Yeah, that's very true.
So.
Yeah, and it's because of, like, online hate or whatever. But my first thought was, like, of all the stuff that happened this past year where she got, quote-unquote, canceled, and then I don't know what happened with it, but.
I don't know what happened with it, because when I first heard it, I remember being really surprised when I first heard
yeah.
that. I was like, oh, I thought she always seemed like a very nice person to me. Not
yeah.
that mean, you know, I don't know. But I remember being really surprised when that all came out. But then it was, like, then others, like, once the people who were accusing her, they were, like, I remember there was, they did an interview with TMZ, and it just looked really bad, and it, yeah. that kind of seemed like, okay, people were like, maybe not. And then I don't know. I don't know what to think about it.
So the thing is I find very interesting, just to bring this back to me, is that I'm a big Lizzo fan, and the most texts I've ever gotten in my life, like, consecutively or when that happened with Lizzo, and then when RGB died, like, so many people texted me, and I was like, I appreciate yeah. this, but I was like, and the same thing with Lizzo, where, like, I was like, I just like her music. I'm not, like, I'm just, like,
well,
you know.
I, so maybe you're not. We actually talked about this weekend, like, separating the art from the artist.
Yeah,
where that's hard for me. Like, if I find out, like, somebody did something, I'm like, damn. Like, I'm just, I get upset about it.
It's hard for me, too, depending on what they've done. Like, I just am very much like, I'm like, I don't know, I like the song. Like, I think it's different for me when it comes to music, because there are some people where it's like, oh, I've listened to this whole album the way it's supposed to be listened to. I've listened to, like, all the interviews about it. Like, I know all the back. I'm like, I just like the song.
Yeah.
Don't ask me the artist.
Yeah, I'm
whatever.
I think it's easier for me with music. Like, I can just be like, yeah, like, yeah. I obviously still listen to Lizzo a lot. But yeah. I think with, like, if it's, like, an actor, that's yeah. harder for me. I'm like, because then you have to look at them.
Yeah. Well, it's harder for me, too, because I think I'm more invested in, like, like, movies and film
yeah,
and stuff
same.
Than I am in music, where, like, I hear me, like, you ask, like, I love Beyonce. I've gone to see Beyonce 3 times. You're like, did you listen to her Cowboy Carter album?
Well, yeah, because I was like, I didn't know if we should talk about that today.
Yeah.
But neither of us have really listened
to it. First
of
all, it's like 27 songs. Second of all, I'm not a country music fan. I'll listen to it eventually, but I'm not, like, I'm not one of those people where, like, I know a lot of my friends are huge Taylor Swift fans. And they're like, it drops at midnight. I'm listening to it at midnight. I'm just like, I'll listen to it.
Yeah.
To it.
I've never been like that with an artist.
However, with movies, I'm like,
when Challengers comes out, I'm at that.
When
movie
Dune
theater.
2 came out, I was like, we're
seeing this in IMAX.
Yes, we're seeing this in
but
IMAX.
But even that, I don't think either of us are like, we need to see it the night it comes out.
No, and that's like.
But that's me being afraid of movie theaters, so.
Yeah, well, that's like. Should I tell my, like, movie theater story of when that guy said that really uncomfortable thing to me?
Yeah.
So. As you guys know, I used to work in a movie theater, and I'll never forget, this was, like, I don't know, the same year that the again, content warning of, I don't know, the world that we live in.
The violence.
Yeah, of violence.
Theater of violence.
When, like, the Batman shooting and stuff happened, and I was tearing tickets in the movie theater, and this guy asked me if we were showing that movie Lucy, which was that show, or that movie with Scarlett Johansson,
oh,
where they
yeah.
put drugs in her body, and then she becomes, like, this... It's a weird movie.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
a weird
think it's
movie.
Like a good.
Yeah. But anyways, and I said no, and then he said, "Well, what if I had a gun?" And again, I'm like, I don't know, 16 or 17. I just looked at him.
That's enough to call your manager. I forgot you told. I gasped as if you haven't told that story.
I just, like, I literally looked at him. I said, "Well, we're still not showing it." So,
and, like, go ahead.
Yeah, and then he just said, "I'm just kidding," and then, like, laughed or whatever. And then I did tell my manager. My manager was like, "You should leave." But I just think about that.
Oh, he did kick him out.
Yeah, he was just like, you can't, like, just be making jokes like that. Like, that's ridiculous. But I just think about me being, like, 16 or 17, just being like...
That's so weird. Why did he make that joke?
I don't know. Just, like...
Did he laugh at all, or was he, like... Did
he
seem,
like,
threatening?
He was, like, a weird older dude. No, he didn't seem threatening. He just seemed like he was, like...
Making
one of
a joke.
Like, makes uncomfortable jokes.
Yeah.
But I was just, like, 16 or 17, just being like, well, we're still not showing it, so I don't know. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, even if
you said, try me,
yeah,
go, like, ahead.
We just literally don't have the film in this building. Like, I don't know what to tell you, sir. But anyways, so that's my life. What were we talking about?
I don't know. I literally don't know.
Oh, we're talking about Lizzo quitting music.
I don't know how we got on that. Well, anyway, I think so. I didn't take that as she was quitting music, but I guess that's how everyone is taking it, so.
And I love her music.
That was like, remember when Ed Sheeran was getting sued for that song? Because that one, I can't remember which song it was. It was the one that literally has sued multiple people because they're like, you're stealing music from, like, you're stealing our song.
Was it where he tries to rap? Because I do think he needs to stop that.
No, it was his famous one. What was the one he got? No, I'm like... This is not even worth it going into it because he ended up winning. But I remember when he got sued for it and he was like, if I lose this, like, I'm going to quit music. He was like, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
He's like, I've worked so hard and you're going to seriously, like, Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye. Accused him of stealing, I can't get my words out. the state of late producer Ed Townsend, who co-wrote the song Let's Get It On with Marvin Gaye, sued Sheeran for Thinking Out Loud. Which, do you think those two songs even sound like? Anyway, I just,
hear it again.
It's interesting for singers to be like, suddenly, I guess they could do it because they're so, like, successful. They're probably, like, set for life. But I just think it's interesting to suddenly be like, I quit music.
Yeah, and it's also interesting, like, I feel like those songs, like, they get sued all the time. But it's also just like, I don't know. Excuse me. Sorry, I just, like, a little wine burp there. sorry for everyone. Maybe I'll cut that out. Maybe I won't.
No. Go ahead. I don't know. Just do whatever you
like,
need.
I just feel like
that was Alexa, by the way.
Yeah. I think they know.
Okay. Just want to make that clear.
Like, I just think a lot of the songs are just, like, pop songs are, like, very similar. They're all going to sound similar.
Exactly.
It's like, have you ever heard that thing where it's, like, Paco Bell's canon, but they put it to, like, modern songs, and it's basically Paco Bell's, which is the one where it's, like, okay, I'm not going to sing it. That was embarrassing for everyone. But it's... it's like the one that they do at graduation or whatever.
Oh.
And it's like all dun, the like dun, so dun, yeah. That was good.
Dun, 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 dun.
That was beautiful.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Anyways, if you guys are still listening,
turn.
We haven't gotten to any of the topics we want to talk to.
Okay, Lizzo, so she apparently quits music. But
yeah, she quit music. Bye, Lizzo.
I don't believe that. It reminds me
she'll
of like
she'll be back.
Yeah.
It's like when Donald Glover said he quit music and then he just came back and released another album. Like, okay.
It would be annoying to, like, I don't know, because maybe she did do all that stuff. But I was going to say, it would be annoying to, like, think you've moved on and people keep bringing stuff up or keep accusing you.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, unless she really did do it, then never mind. But
I don't know. I mean, I feel like she probably did. I don't know. Allegedly. And
yeah.
I love
Lizzo. I don't think those were lies. I guess they weren't.
I think a lot of these people are just, like... thing is, I just think people, like, do dumb stuff.
I think people get too famous.
Yeah, and they think they have a lot of power, and it's just, like, maybe Nepo babies have it right because they know how to deal with power.
It's true, yeah.
Whereas, like, if you gave me all that power right now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what I would
do. I don't think you would do something bad. I think...
I would probably just buy a lot of Taco Bell.
Well, and that's, like, wholesome, though.
Not for my heart.
Not for your heart, but for, like, businesses.
My arteries.
For Taco Bell, it's good, and for everybody else.
So I want to get to what you pointed out earlier, which was, okay, Palm Royale is, and I wrote Kristen Wiig, Roanoke, and then comma best role.
What do you mean Roanoke?
Okay, so for those who don't know, I did go to Roanoke College, which is a very small college in Southwest Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Roanoke, it's fine. It's a cool place, I guess. It's fine. Mm-hmm. But Kristen Wiig went there.
I didn't know that.
For like a semester.
Okay.
And it's like that and the fact that Kanye West also...
But you said best role, so that's what confused me. I was like, was she... Like, I thought you were talking about like something she was in.
No, this... Okay. So, Palm Royale on Apple TV, I would say it's her best role, whereas before, like, I just considered Kristen Wiig, she's just, like, a comedian, like, she just does funny stuff or whatever. Her acting chops.
No, she's a really good actor. Continue what you're saying.
No, what were you going to say?
Well, I just think, like, that's how I feel about everybody. So, I grew up with, like, that SNL era, like, Kristen Wiig, Bill Hader, Fred Armisen, like, and I think, like... They're all good actors. Like, Bill Hader is an amazing actor. And I think, like, so when I think comedians are very good at acting.
Yes.
So it's not surprising to me that she's good in that.
So basically, like, the plot of Palm Royale is, I think you would like it, is, so basically it's, like, 1969, Palm Beach, Florida, and Kristen Wiig and her husband are supposed to inherit this huge estate from... his aunt, who is basically in a comatose state, but she hasn't died yet. And so she's infiltrating, like, the high society of Palm Beach, Florida, but the whole time it's, like, her kind of, like, treading water because she doesn't actually have any money.
Mm.
And she just, like, this really, like, southern pageant lady. She's very... It's funny, but, like, also, like, I don't know, there's, like, this kind of underlying, like, 1960s feeling of, like... mystery murder type of thing, and the outfits and the colors and everything, it's phenomenal. I love it. I think it's such a good fresh show. Ricky Martin's in it.
Oh, interesting.
Which is interesting. Laura Dern is in it.
Oh, I did know that. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of people in it.
Laura Dern, another Nepo baby.
Is she really?
Well, she's Bruce Dern's daughter.
Who is that?
He's a famous actor.
I believe it.
She's amazing. And then, I think I've seen the, like, stuff for it, but
it's really good. I watch it. every Wednesday. But the thing is, shows that come out weekly do kind of make me mad because I will
even... Ew, like, what are we in, 2010?
Yes. Like, I just, I don't have the attention span for that. Like, I can't binge it, like, I'll forget. Like, that show on Apple TV was called Acapulco. I don't know what word just came out of my mouth.
Well, I've just never heard of it.
What is that? Acapulco? Anyways, so it basically takes place in, like, I think it's, like, the 80s, and it's in Mexico or whatever, and it, it's just, it's a beautiful show. I loved it, but I kind of forgot about it because it came out every week, and, like, between, like, Wednesday to Wednesday, I'm a different lady.
Well, okay? That's how I feel, because, so I understand, like, why, obviously, like, you know, if shows come out on ABC, it's, like, Abbott mm-hmm. Elementary, that's, like, my family and my... That wasn't good grammar. But, like, that's our show.
Yeah.
But the problem is we haven't caught up on the last, like, 4 episodes, because if I don't have time to watch it with them, then we're not watching it, because we're not going to watch it on our own.
Right.
We watch it together. And that's where it's, like, streaming comes in handy, because you can just watch, you can just, like, binge watch it or whatever together. But then if you have to wait every week, then you're missing episodes.
Yeah, and it's just, like, I can't remember every week. I'm not going to watch the, like, whatever. Like, I just, there is something about me just being, like, okay, there are 10 episodes of this show. They're all available right now. I'm sitting down with a good meal.
Yeah.
And I'm just, like, that is my peak.
Yes.
Peak relaxation. Yes. Sorry if you guys just heard me spit. There's a lot of things happening with my mouth. Some more wine. Would you like some more?
Take a little bit more.
But anyways, so that's a really good show. I would recommend it. I think it's very well done. And I was listening to this thing on NPR about, like, basically Apple TV just has all these shows that are so well done. Millions of dollars are going into it. But, like, I don't think people are watching it as much because they just don't have the marketing. And it really does.
Apple TV really doesn't. Like, I've noticed that, too. You were watching, because that's where The New Look was on, right?
Oh my god, I watched the first 45 minutes. So boring.
I did the same thing. I tried to watch the first, like, I would say, like, 30 or 45 minutes. It was so boring. And I love Ben Mendelsohn. And I was so excited to watch it.
And I thought it was, I love fashion. I love Coco Chanel. I love hearing.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my god. God, make something interesting happen.
It was really boring. And I also just didn't think it was good. Like, I don't know. There was just, like, a scene where it was, like, he, you know, the whole thing is Maisie Williams plays his sister, I think.
Yeah.
Right? Which I also thought was kind of strange because that's, like, a huge age difference. But it's whatever. Just... Anyway, it was just, like, that's, I think that might have been, like, where I stopped was when she came up and they were, like, talking. And I just thought, like, I was, like, this isn't good. Like, I just was not into it.
Yeah.
And again, I am, like, the biggest Ben Mendelsohn fan, so I wanted to love it.
We both were so excited for it to come out. And
yeah, I never talked about that with you, but I did not get into it.
We save these things for the podcast for you all. We come to the podcast. it was just boring. And usually, my rule is when I watch a show, I give it 2, maybe 3 episodes before I decide. And here's how I decided this episode. Rule is when I watched Outlander. Outlander is one of my favorite shows. Your mom and I have talked about this extensively over some wine. But anyways, and the first 2 episodes of Outlander, I remember watching it and being like, this is the most boring show ever. And then I became obsessed. Like, I literally have an Outlander cookbook downstairs.
I love that. That's how it was with Succession. It took me, like, 4 episodes to really get into it. And for some reason, I was like, I'm just going to keep pushing.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going. But and look at me now.
Look at us. Look at us now.
13 rewatches later.
But the thing is, I haven't heard anything about The New Look. Like, usually, like, with Succession and Outlander, people are like, oh, no, this is actually phenomenal. Like, The New Look, people are just, no one's saying anything about it.
Yeah, I don't know if it even, I didn't see the reviews, I'm not sure. I watched it, like, I didn't see reviews because I think I watched it as soon as it came out, and I was like, no.
Yeah.
I was going to say, with Apple TV, though, like, they have their, like, hit, like, obviously Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
The
Morning Show, which was good until, like, the second season, or the third season.
I didn't get into that.
It was fine.
Yeah.
I didn't
really get into that show. I tend to not get into shows if it has to do with my profession, or my background or whatever. Like, I didn't get into it.
I really want to watch Hijack with Idris Elba. I've heard that's really good.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
And I want to watch that new Manhunt.
My parents are watching that. They said they're so into it.
Okay, well, I'll let you know.
And my family loves stuff. Well, it sounds weird. I was going to say, like, Abraham Lincoln assassination, like, we know a lot about. That's, like, our Roman Empire.
Yeah.
Which I might have said that before, but, like, I remember we went to, the, like, the museum about it and stuff. But, so they're very into that. But I don't think I'll watch it. I don't know.
What's his name? Oswald Patton? Patton Oswalt.
Oswald Patton?
He's in it. I mean, that's when Oswald, I like him.
Comma Patton.
Yeah, I like him. So I want to watch
Apparently,
it.
Apparently, I saw it. Okay, what do you think about... So I saw a meme, or not a meme, but I saw a tweet about, I guess in one scene he refers to, I can't think of his name. Who shot Lincoln? What's his name?
John Wilkes Booth.
Yeah, John Wilkes Booth. Patton Oswalt's character was talking about John Wilkes Booth, and he refers to him as a creep. And they were, like, making fun of it, because apparently creep was not a word back then. And so they were, like, making fun of that, and people were like, okay. But sometimes, like, you just, like, people have to forget about that. And, like...
After saying, like, what I said about Bridgerton not being historically accurate, like, people need to just chill sometimes. Like, if the word... Like, I don't want to hear people speaking in Shakespearean English. I'm not going to understand it. You know? Like, just give me...
Yeah. Well, I remember... So, you know how that I Love Lucy... biopic came out last year with
Did you
Nicole
watch it?
Kim.
I wanted to see it.
No. Because I thought I was so against that. Why was she Nicole Kidman, who's like, she doesn't make great facial expressions. She's kind of a wooden act, I think.
I also want to know what her real hair looks like. And that's not necessary.
Nicole Kidman?
It's in her contract, I think, every movie.
Oh, she wears a wig.
Where she wears a wig. And granted, you know, it's not for me. Her hair is private, and that's her thing. But I just like to know things.
I didn't even know that. Well, I was going to say, so apparently, and I never watched it because I just was like, that's a weird casting.
It is.
For somebody who is so expressive, Lucille Ball is like the most expressive person. They hired Nicole Kidman to play her. Like, anyway, whatever.
I don't think who would be better.
Deborah Messing.
She would have been a
I
good,
remember, yeah,
she would have been a good Lucille Ball.
And not even, I don't actually really think that. I just know she has, like,
I love her. Where has she been? Come back, Debbie.
She's kind of, like, really conservative. She says,
never mind.
Maybe I'm wrong about that. Anyway, I might be wrong. So anyway, Nicole Kidman, though, played her in the movie, and I just remember people were, like, kind of clowning on that movie for using the term gaslight. Like, I guess she's talking to her husband, and she's like, you're gaslighting me. And everyone was like, that was not a term back then.
It wasn't, but the movie that came from had come out. Have you ever seen the movie Gaslight?
But, so that had come out, but the term hadn't come from that. So, like, she wouldn't have said, like, you're gaslighting
me. Right, right, right.
I've never seen it. I obviously know it's a great movie. I just have never seen it.
It's actually really, it's a really good movie. Like, I will watch it anytime. It's one of those movies, like, sometimes you watch an older movie where you're just like, okay, well, this is kind of boring. Like, this is probably interesting to people who didn't have the internet, you know? Mm-hmm. But,
what?
Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you watch one of those older movies where you're just like...
I watched a silent movie the other day, so I totally get it.
Okay, there's silent movies. Have a lot of... We need to do... Let's do Classic Movie Monday, you, me, and my boyfriend Chris.
No, I was going to say, my dream is to infiltrate your guys' Classic Movie Monday.
So we haven't done it since
Because I want to watch, like, a Hitchcock movie with you guys. Like, I love Alfred Hitchcock.
I want to watch The Birds. I haven't seen it.
My favorite Alfred Hitchcock movie is The Rope. If anyone's seen it, shout out to The Rope.
Okay, but it's kind of hard to find streaming.
It is. No, The Rope.
Hitchcock
I cannot
movies.
Find The Rope streaming anywhere.
And that's a topic for next week because I have a lot of thoughts on it, folks, on streaming and physical media. But we are, like, very much coming to the end of our time, and we haven't talked about, like, anything that's on
this list.
Is
there anything? Do you want to talk about the Apple lawsuit since we're on the
Oh, we talked about it last week. I feel very vindicated by
the Apple. We didn't talk about it last week.
Well, I kept bringing it up, but then it was the wrong, you were pointing at something, but it was the wrong thing.
Okay.
I just feel very vindicated because Apple really irritates me in that I can't make a group chat name with people who are non-iPhone users.
Yeah.
So
they do that on purpose.
Yes, they do that on purpose. They do so many things on purpose.
I know, mean. They're like kind of mean. They're
stay with Apple. And the amount of bachelorette parties I've been in, I have sent so many text messages to the wrong group message because there's some Android users out there and you can't, like, you can't label it. So anyways, that's really my main thought there.
Wait, no, what's the lawsuit then? There's a lawsuit.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad that the lawsuit came out where basically
explain it because I actually don't even know about it.
So basically, and this is you're getting an explanation from someone who said Megan Fox's poetry comes out in November. So remember these things. But right. basically, it's like Android companies saying that they've created a monopoly on the, I don't know, what would you call it? Like on the market or whatever, mm-hmm. because of all these things that only work with Apple. So like Android users getting the green text. You can't name the group messages. Also, when you send like videos and stuff from an Android, it comes through as blurry. So you have to send like whatever. So they basically, because they have created a monopoly, like I'll never go to a non-iPhone because of those reasons that just, that I just listed, which is stupid, but insane.
Okay.
We didn't even talk about, I listened to so much stuff about Diddy getting raided, and we'll go into that next week, but I just want to say that when we were at the winery together, I'll be honest, we had had some wine, and I wrote down in here, Sissy raised, and all day today I've been looking
Is that Sissy Spacek raised her daughter?
I've been looking at that for so long, and I realized that when I was getting sunburnt in the sun at a winery, it was supposed to be Diddy raided.
Toasted in
any regard of the word.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
Oh, Diddy rated. Yeah. I mean, Diddy rated bad. Really bad, because I saw that Cuba Gooding Jr. is one of the people being accused in that. And I met him.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did talk about
this. Maybe I'll add that to the out of context. No, I shouldn't. That's probably bad. It sucks because he was very nice, and like we got a picture with him, and like it was so exciting because I love Snow Dogs was my movie growing up. Rat Race.
Yeah, Rat Race. Oh, we should do a deep dive into Rat Race.
We should. When I found out that you loved that movie, I got so excited. That's like my family movie.
I feel
movie.
Like that was a real bonding moment.
It was, because like I feel like no one talks about that movie, but it is one of my favorite movies. It's so funny. It is so funny. His I Love Lucy scene like is so funny. And
I always think of the prairie dogging scene.
Ew.
It's so gross.
No, that's gross. That's gross. We'll the Barbie in, Museum.
Yes, the Barbie. Okay. We'll go into it. If you haven't seen it, watch
Go watch Rat Race. Go that's watch how we'll Rat end Race this and, episode.
Yeah. But anyways, well, thanks for popping in with us. And as always, thank you to Mary Sprague for our intro and outro.
Outro.
Outro music. And we'll see you next time. Bye.